Okay, you heard the Admiral say that he wants ships to take security detachments on board. If you're looking for guards like that, Nick Davis may be your man. He's a former British Army pilot, and this past July he launched a business called Anti-Piracy Maritime Security Solutions. Here's what they do. For $30,000, Davis will arrange a team of three private guards to travel on your boat and scare away potential pirates without guns. Mr. Davis says he has teams right now on seven ships in the region.
All of our teams are ex-Royal Marines or Special Forces, and they provide a 24/7 supplemental deck security to the existing crew. And our guys, with the long-range acoustic device or the magnetic audio device, in conjunction with the ship's water cannons, with increased speed, with barbed wire on the back of the vessel, and with other bits and pieces that we carry that are all non-lethal, it builds up to a point where the pirates just, they don't bother. They get within about 500 meters, realize that the security has been taken seriously on that ship, and then they just turn away, and the next ship that's coming along is going to get it unless they've got security as well.
It's the same thing as if you lock your door, it may just mean that the burglar goes to the next house down the block.
Unfortunately, that's all we do. We purely displace the threat to somebody else.
If I can just understand some of the security measures you just said, what was the acoustic device that you described?
Yeah, we've got a long-range acoustic device and the magnetic audio device.
Do they just emit an unbearable sound?
Absolutely. Between 140 and 160 decibels at 2,000 hertz, effective range of clear communications of over 1,000 meters, and almost deafening, certainly too uncomfortable and unbearable at less than 300 meters. And these pieces of equipment are coupled to a standard MP3 player that you would play music on.
So you're fighting the pirates with an iPod?
Correct.
If I might, what happens if all of those security measures fail? It must happen sometimes. And you're confronted with the situation of pirates on board. What are your three-man crews trained to do?
Well, bearing in mind, these guys are all ex-Special Forces, and they really want to go home to their wives and families just as much as the crew does. You need to sort of almost put yourself in the shoes of the pirates, that these people are not intent in hurting anybody. You know, they're after the ransom of the ship, and they know the value of the ship, and they also know that once they're within the 12-mile limit of the Somali coastline, nobody's going to come and do anything if they keep the crew well-fed, watered, and unhurt.
Someone listening to this is going to inquire why you don't just put a cannon on board and blow a pirate out of the water.
That is really only an option for the coalition forces to do, because what you will do is you will end up, if you've got someone on board that maybe has just come back from Afghanistan or Iraq, sees a pirate coming along, the pirate waves an AK-47 but doesn't fire it, and automatically you just blow them out of the water, suddenly you're the pirate, not them.
Mr. Davis, if I may ask, given all the news of recent days and weeks, how's your business doing?
Well, as you can imagine, inquiries have gone through the roof. The one thing is, this is going to be a spike of piracy, a worrying spike because of the amount of attention that it's getting on the world market. And I think that some of the coastal countries that have a high poverty level may well see this and start some copycat tactics elsewhere around the world. And that's of slight concern for me.
Nick Davis is head of Anti-Piracy Maritime Security Solutions. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
No problem at all, sir.